Another speaker from the Chemo Foundation meeting I met with was Dr. Giuseppe Jacconi, who, like many of the lecturers, was discussing new agents under current investigation, and he began our conversation by commenting on an agent with a fascinating enteral mechanism of action.
Talactoferrin actually is a sort of immunomodulator. So it is a derivative of lactoferrin, which is a very well-known protein, very important for the fetus. So talactoferrin has been used now for cancer, and there are a couple of relatively large non-small cell lung cancer studies already done. And there has been some increase in activity when talactoferrin was combined with chemo in first line, but also in second and third line when it was compared to placebo. Now, the mechanism of action is still quite unclear, though. So one of the things that we are doing at NCI, we are doing now a pilot study that has just started where we give talactoferrin and then we study the immunology of the patient a bit better and how it is influenced by talactoferrin administration. And what we also will be doing is one of the two larger randomized studies where talactoferrin will be compared to placebo in patients who have failed chemo. So essentially, it's a novel agent. Mechanism of action is still quite obscure. Seems to have activity in early studies, and it is extremely well tolerated. So that's also an important thing.
Let's give it oral or IV?
It's oral, and it doesn't get absorbed. So it stays in the gut, and the mechanism of action is actually through the activation of the immune system in the bowel. So then the T cells would go in circulation and then exert their function peripherally. But doesn't get absorbed, so you don't really see it in the blood.
Does a pharmaceutical company own it, or how is it being developed?
Now it is a small biotech company. So being a relatively small company, they really need partners. So that's why they came to NCI to ask for some help in trying to understand more than anything else the mechanism of action. And we're also doing some preclinical work to try to confirm some of the early data that they have published in preclinical models.
I guess kind of as an outsider watching oncology evolve over the last 30 years, it kind of seems like the whole idea of altering the immune system, particularly in solid tumors, never really took off too much. Do you think that maybe there's more potential there than actually was developed?
I think you're right. However, there are, especially now in lung cancer, there are at least three large randomized studies looking into immunotherapy with different approaches. So there's an adjuvant study with MAGE-3 vaccine. Well, there's these two studies with talactoferrin. There's BL-25, which is another vaccine against MUC protein. And then I forget, but there must be something else as well. So there's a lot of interest in trying to pursue immunotherapy as a potential way that is certainly less toxic than maybe some biologicals as well. Now, all the results so far have not been positive, including the last TOL-9 stimulators. So I don't know if these studies will do any better, but it's certainly worth trying. I think we don't understand as yet how to use these agents, and certainly we don't understand how to select the patients for this.